Hello, hello, listener. We are introducing a new type of content where Jordan and I are actually going to be going through each of the six most recent pieces of cover art and really just talking about what really inspired and ultimately what we thought of the art and talk about a little, just to give you some background of what our ideas were. We, with our new artists, are going to have a bit more of a formal process. So we will also be able to share the art descriptions. But for now, we'll just kind of talk about, because really when we worked with Shannon, we were much more conversational, where we just kind of had a group chat and we just kind of discussed ideas. But with Merlisle, we actually sent her like a two-sentence description that actually says, hey, this is what we're looking for.
New content alert, ladies and gentlemen. We have a new type of content here. That is correct. You are listening to a brand new Shonen Flop mode of content. Tent.
Did you ever watch that episode Community where it was like crisis alert, crisis alert?
No, I didn't.
That's a great show. Content alert, content alert. Because that's the plan. Is our idea is we're gonna do a major piece of content and a minor piece of content every month. So we have two. So like the chibi scoring is minor. The recommendation episodes, first impressions, are major. The idea is we'll do chibi scoring, then the art look, and then also. The third will be kind of a wild card where we'll do something like Jordan and I doing a head-to-head where we debate something.
Head-to-head.
Or doing like a QA question that takes a lot longer to answer than we would have normally had time for in QA.
A higher questioning.
Jordan's more out of it than me, and I'm recovering from my COVID shot I got this morning.
I'm always out of it, though. Yeah.
So the first piece that we want to talk about is Build King, one of our favorite series.
One of my favorite covers that we've had too. I think this one worked out a lot. It's just, it's King of the Builds.
Yeah, this one, to be honest, though, was a little bit of a cultural thing where I think Shannon had never heard of King of the Hill. So,
oh, yeah, that's true.
To be honest, like in ideal world, I think she would have better matched the art style. Not that it doesn't look fantastic, but I think without just so blatantly having the title, it might not have been clear that this was supposed to be making fun of King of the Hill.
I kind of disagree. I think just seeing those, you got four people in like very specific poses, and we did have to say, no, you have to get these poses like pretty specific. I think yeah. You can figure it out, and they're all holding cans of beer.
That's true.
This works. I kind of like that she mm-hmm. used the style of Build King, although she didn't, because this actually looks a little better than Build King.
Yeah. I could draw better than Build King.
You could, yeah. Jesus Christ, that manga sucks.
It really does. And then, so, this was really fun, and then she, of course, drew the house. Very ominous.
Yeah.
By the way, if we didn't say, this was done by Shannon, aka Illuminati.
It does remind me a lot of that 3D movie from like years ago, Monster House.
Yes, actually, T. Wolfo literally has a comment on that post saying, I enjoy my Monster House reference. So T. Wolfo, fucking way ahead of the curve.
We're on the same wavelength here, buddy.
All right, buddy. All right, you ready to go to the next one?
Yeah, one second. Let me pull it up. Oh boy. We're pulling up the legally dubious one.
Yeah, so this one was for Iron Knight, also by Shannon. And so we decided to do a parody of Pokemon. And this actually got us in trouble with our shirt, because apparently, I guess Pokemon is really aggressive about not letting you have references to it.
Yeah, we got in trouble with Nintendo. Like, Shigeru Miyamoto called us up and said, guys, what the fuck are you doing to me? You're messing with my money.
He said he would sue us for about $10 million if we didn't pull the shirt. And since we didn't sell any shirts, we realized that was probably not a good use of our funds.
True.
But yeah, so we have characters of Pokemon, and then Ash is trying to read the character of Iron Knight. This one, we had a few different ideas for a long time. I thought we would do a Shin Megami Tensei parody. And then I think just the idea of a Pokemon reference just seemed to vibe better, because we couldn't find anything that really said, wow, that's a reference to Shin Megami Tensei.
That whole series feels like somebody trying to be dark like Shin Megami Tensei, but all they can do is Pokemon. You know? No? No? All right, fine.
All right, I get you. I mean, that's, yeah, this series is literally what if Shin Megami Tensei or Berserk was
Yeah, exactly. I also do want to say, I remember that when we said Pokemon, Shannon was just like, okay, as long as I can draw Pikachu.
Yeah. It was originally, I think, just Pikachu, and then she changed her mind and she added Ashen.
She added in the main character from the current series, which I don't know. I actually have no clue.
Yeah, I have no idea who that guy on the left is. I just took her word for it. Yeah, which is fine. So if anyone listening to us wants to tell us more about who the person on the left is, we would love to know.
We're too old.
Yes, we're too millennial to know who the fuck that dude on the left is. All right, up next is, speaking of Shannon having ideas, we have our candy flurry art, which was definitely probably Shannon's best work, where originally my thought was, let's make it a One Piece reference and have her dealing with Big Mom, you know, because Big Mom would love someone who could just make an unlimited amount of candy.
Yeah.
But Shannon was like, can I please make this a reference to Pretty Cure? And we were like, we don't know anything about it, but she was really passionate. It's like the double arts where Jennifer was like, let me draw what I want to draw. You can tell Shannon really had the time of her life. Like, this is insanely, like, way beyond what we would have expected for her to do, just because I know she just really loved drawing this.
No, this just looks like professional promo art. Like, I'm still kind of shocked by it. Like, she did such a great job. Like, look at that fucking scepter. God damn.
Yeah, exactly. I can't talk much about the references, obviously, because I don't know, but it was just a really fun piece. So definitely this was probably my favorite piece Shannon done, just from the sheer quality of art she did.
Yeah, I just think she did a fucking great job. And the thing is with artists, you know, we try and give our ideas, but whenever they're just like, look, I have a really good idea and I know that I can do it. Yeah, fucking go wild. Go wild, queen. Go off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely one of the main points of why we found it that artists enjoy working on the show. Like, we definitely have a really strong positive relationship with our past three artists. We want them to be a part of the process and think about things. And sometimes we have ideas and sometimes they do. And, you know, it's really about who has the best idea, not so much who came up with it. So next, we are at the halfway point. We have Bokusan. This was definitely a challenge because, man, if you thought King of the Hill was obscure, Shannon had no idea what the room was.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had already done like a series about nothing with Seinfeld when we did SWAT. So we were like, what's something that's also really terrible? And we were like, the room. And we had to be like, Shannon, you need to match his facial expressions exactly. Like, I remember she didn't have his eye slightly offset. Yeah. And I was like, no, you got to give him this slight lazy eye.
You're making him look too good.
Yes.
I think she pulled it off, especially when she added in the greens and stuff. I think that really just, like, sells the room's color scheme, and especially with the fucking word art font, like, damn.
Yeah.
She did a great job here, too.
Shannon always did a fantastic job with the logos.
She even cleaned up our logo! Look at that down there! It looks great!
And then on to the next one. So this is Shannon's last piece, unfortunately, besides a bonus piece that she's still working on, where we'll have a dedicated thing just to talk about that, because oh man, that's just filled with fucking references. So this was for Monster Tamer Girls, and I think we always wanted to involve Clifford, which is probably, you know, everyone's favorite kaiju. And originally my idea was like, let's have him sniffing like the butt of the other monster at like the park. And then Shannon just kind of had a completely different idea, and that's what she drew. The only change after that was it looked great, and I was like, can you zoom it out a bit more, because it was like you couldn't really see a lot of Clifford. So otherwise, yeah. And I love the little detail, like the idea of her throwing the chicken wing to Clifford and his tongue out. That was all her ideas.
I love that tongue. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of really great little touches that she added just because she thought it was just a fun idea to draw.
I really like this version of it, because it's like, this way it emphasizes the size of Clifford and like the two little girls. I think it also just does a great job of just, you read Monster Tamer Girls, those are not monsters, they are just giant dogs. So, yeah. No, I think I think she did a fucking great job here.
And then finally, though, we moved to the first piece of our newest artist.
Oh, boy.
So we're in a new saga. And then this one was Hunter's Guild Red Hood. And this was the main character making fun of Quaker Oats, because, as everyone knows, Grim was as thick as a bowl of fucking oatmeal.
I love the colors that she gets on this. We decided to go with somebody with a slightly different style just because we really liked her style. And I do. I think she's a really talented artist. I'm really liking like the dynamic colors that she's got on the hair and stuff like that. I just think it's a really nice looking like work of art that she made for this.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Like, she's definitely got a very different style, but that means that it really opens the doors on a whole different things. Like, she's drawing the Cop and Dolphin as we speak, and that one's going to be really exciting. And then so spoilers for those who aren't on the Discord, it will be a parody of Hard Boiled, where we have replaced the baby with a dolphin baby, a dolphin man baby. But yeah, so I think the biggest change with this was that she originally didn't have him dressed as a Quaker Oats guy, and I think it really just, you weren't going to get it. And I know, Jordan, you and I debated if she should be blue or red, and we ultimately decided to go with Red, which it's hard for me not to say I think it was the right call because that was my idea. But Jordan, overall, do you think that was the right call that we went with Red?
Yeah, I do. I think what wound up happening is the ascot kind of associates it enough with Quaker Oats, and just the pose does too.
In the hat. She's literally wearing his clothes. Yeah, it's just red. Yeah,
no, it makes me think of, like, what if Carmen Sandiego was the Quaker Oats guy?
Yeah. But yeah, and then I'm excited. We have a lot of fun ones coming up for sure. A lot of good series. I'd already suggested that Jordan, if the Aishimon gets canceled, I think the main character arm wrestling and the main dude from Jujutsu Kaisen, because they're both like normal dudes that are just insanely strong, would be a fun piece of cover art. So I hope it doesn't get canceled because I'm enjoying reading it. But if it does, that's definitely what I'm going to pitch.
Okay, I'll think of something.
So though, Jordan, out of these six, which was your favorite?
It's really tough, man. We got some really good shit here. I might have to go with King of the Build. I just think it's really funny.
Really?
I think it's really cute. I think that she kind of nailed it.
I really like the candy flurry, just the sheer amount of effort and time she put into it. Like, it's what I sent people who asked about artists and be like, can you match this?
I think that's the best one, but I think King of the Build is my favorite.
That sounds good to me. Is there anything else before we bid our lovely patrons adieu?
No, I don't really have anything to add other than art's cool. And make art.
Yeah.
Not war.
Farts and crafts. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for being wonderful patrons. And also, Jordan, you know who we really have to thank?
Shannon.
Yeah, but who else?
You, listener. Oh, and you, David?
No, who's the person who pays for
Nigel.
This art?
Nigel. Oh, our Come glorious on, benefactor, Nigel.
Yes, you silly
I'm
goose.
So sorry.
He came to my Halloween party, so it was nice seeing him
awesome.
Recently. Yeah, he slept on my couch because it was like 2 a.m. and I was like, bro, just sleep on my couch. He's a great guy.
Wonderful guy, yeah.
Hopefully I'll see him. He drove like 3 hours to come to my Halloween party,
God
so it was
damn,
really nice.
Man.
Yeah. Keep on flopping floppers. And also, though, by the way, if you are an artist, we have an artist tag that you're welcome to use. And we do have the self-promotion and Sketchbook Corner art for any artists that are listening that want to show off their art, too.
Yes, come to the Sketchbook channel and just post the shit that you draw. It's a fun
Yeet
time.
Buddy. All right, with that, let's call it
Bye.
A wrap.